Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening out there in blog, talk, radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild, and this is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick who's calling in on Skype tonight. So we're not going to sure if this is going to work, but I think, Crispy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Oh, wow. You even sound different. You sound like a real radio broadcaster.
Awesome. Yeah, like it took a little while for the little Skype button to pop up, and I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, my God.
You moved into the 21st century. I'm back here still using the old-timey crank-up microphones and things. But, hey, welcome to our world, Mr. Skyper.
Yes, yes. I was going to say something, and now I totally forgot what it was going to say.
And that will happen probably several times tonight. By the way, before we get started, I have to do the legal stuff. All opinions, comments, and representations made by our hosts, that's us, and our guests, which will be coming on shortly, are strictly for entertainment purposes only. And,
that's
of course,
right.
That's what we hope we do, is entertain you. So there you go. So what's going on in Crispy Land? Now, I've been reading about your adventures this week, and it sounds like you've had kind of a bang-up week.
I've had more than a bang-up week. I should be finished with both of my bottles of High Roller Vodka by now. If you want a small rundown for the listeners?
Yes. Give us a rundown of how your week turned out.
All right. Well, my weekend went great prior to all this awesomeness. Monday, I was coming home and my car started knocking really bad, and I got about four blocks from home and kablooey, awesome. So I had to come home, get the car towed back to the house, and I'm like, crap, what am I going to do? Got to find out the bus schedule. All right, let's find the bus schedule. Let's get the bike all tuned up. All right, find out all the bus routes, and then I go ride the bus, and I'm over by the high school. Oh, the ride on the bus was quite interesting. That was interesting. There's some interesting folks that ride the bus. So I'm riding past the school, and I'm already late as it is because I missed the first bus because the first bus had two bikes on the bike rack, and that's all they hold is two bikes. So I had to wait for the next bus. Awesome. So I'm riding by the school and by my work and about get hit by a car, to slam on my brakes, slid through some gravel, messed up my arm. My right thigh muscle looks like it swallowed two footballs. My elbow got pretty jacked up. I may have to go see a doctor about it. It's pretty bad. So then I get to work and I lose my job. It was awesome.
It's like I'm talking about, and tonight we got a singer who's going to be on the show who's a blues singer. So
yeah.
I have to say I've had a rough week too. We have prepped real well for this guest we're having tonight with a little bit of blues.
It's the perfect theme for this horrible week. Oh, it's been crappity crapper McCrappers.
Well, you mentioned the high roller vodka a little while ago, and I guess that's kind of along the blues category too. You drink a little vodka, take care of your wounds, got a messed up bike, got a broken car, and got no job. But we got high roller vodka to pull you through, and high roller vodka has been our sponsor now for about 10 weeks. We do appreciate what they have done for us and sponsoring our show, and everybody who's listening, please do check out their website, and we'll play their little fancy commercial here.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, do go check out highrollerspirits.com and sweetpotatovodka.com. And I swear, this is amazing. It's like a week of errors. I just broke my headphones while we were going to the commercial break. So,
well, that's not good. Oh, jeez.
So I'm talking out of one ear hole right now, but that's okay. And let's go ahead and bring on our guests since we're talking the blues and how bad things are. And by the way, folks, you got to listen. After we interview our guest tonight, you thought that Crispy's life was on the pooper. Well, wait till you hear what he did today for his new job, but we'll get into that a little later. But I do want to bring in our guest. These guys are big-time blues. I said blues, R&B, and soul. And tonight we're bringing on Big Earl Matthews, and it's Big Earl and the Crying Shame, and if everything's working right, we should have Big Earl on the phone here with us. Good evening.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
as you can tell, we're having the blues.
Yeah,
it sounds like you guys have had a rough week.
It's only Friday,
you know,
too. So
just for the record, the blues is not always sad.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, there's lots of happy blues songs. There's blues songs about love. There's blues songs about, going out dancing and having a good time and getting down. I mean, you know, it's a style of music. It's not always just a state of mind. You know what I mean?
That's true. You can be in a blues state of mind and still be happy, right?
Exactly. I mean, blues is supposed to be the cure for what ails you, not necessarily just wallowing in a bad place. You know what I mean?
Yes, we got you.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about you, Big Earl, and how in the heck did you get into the blues type music and kind of background. I was reading some of your bio here, and I guess you got your start, if I'm reading this correctly, you got your start up in the Modesto, California area?
Yeah, I actually didn't start playing music here, but I got turned on to blues music here when I was still a teenager. A good friend of mine, we were stuck in Modesto, and in the summertime it's real hot, and spent a lot of time indoors, even at night when it cools down into the mid-90s. And, we'd end up on the weekends hanging out at my buddy Matt's house, and we'd listen to a show called Blues Before Sunrise, and it was a late night blues show on a local station here. And that's when I first started listening to it. And then my buddy, who had grown up with family members who were in, or not family members, but close family friends that were in bands and stuff, had always gone to see stuff. And so I went to my first live show with him to see Tommy Castro and Coco Montoya.
Oh yeah,
and that was it for me. I knew that I loved it for real then.
Well, I think what we should do is play one of your songs here for the listeners and come back and chat a little bit more about some of the things you're working on, some of the concerts and things that you're involved in. And I think this is an appropriate song for poor Crispy out there in Florida with the kind of week that he's had. I'm gonna play your song, Low Cash Blues. Do you have the Low Cash Blues there, Crispy?
I've got Beyond the Low Cash Blues.
All right, we're gonna play Big Earl and the Cry and Shame is the name of the band, and the song is Low Cash Blues. We'll be back after the song here about 4 minutes and 51 seconds.
Thank you.
There you go. That was Big Earl and the Crying Shame and Low Cast Blues. Great stuff. I want to ask you, are you channeling Louis Armstrong or something?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, like anybody who sings or does any kind of art of any kind, really, you know, you kind of are the sum of your heroes, you know.
Right.
The people who you really love. Hello?
Did we lose you there? Hello?
That was weird.
I started getting an echo. And
we were getting an echo there. I don't
know.
I think that's the Skype that Crispy's on. So either that or that was Louis Armstrong trying to jump in and talk with us.
Yeah, mostly I get compared to like Howlin' Wolf and stuff like that because all the growling and everything.
Yeah, it's great. It's great stuff. So, what do you guys actually play? We're getting the echoes again, aren't we? Are you guys playing like concerts or where you actually play most of your music? Is it at festivals, fairs, that type of thing?
Well, we will play anywhere that they will hire us, basically. You know, we play festivals in the summertime. You know, we play casinos, we play theaters. We just played at our local theater, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. We got to open up for Charlie Musselwhite and Harmonica Blowout came through, and we got to open up for that. And we're going up to the Sacramento area at the end of the month to go play with Chris Kane, who is just an amazing international blues guy. And we play bar shows, we play restaurants, we play anywhere that they let us, you know.
anywhere they hand you a dollar bill, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to do it. It's a tough business. Music, you know, you get out there and you get in front of as many people as you can, and try and spread the word about what you're doing, you know.
Crispy, you're an old blues guy, aren't you?
Me? I'm old, yes. I play guitar, yes. The only blues that I play is I might be pronouncing it wrong, the pentatonic blues scale. So that's somewhat of a start, but I love blues though. I think blues are awesome.
Weren't you a bouncer in some blues club?
Oh, due to legalities, I was a bouncer at the the Bouse of Hughes.
The Bouse of Hughes, right? Okay.
Right. Yes.
Where is that at?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. So where are you fellas at?
Well, I'm in San Diego, and Crispy is actually in Orlando. We broadcast online here coast to coast, and we're having issues right now, as you can tell, with our audio because we've got a problem with our earphones here. But, yeah, he's in Florida. I'm in California, and trying to keep this thing rolling. The hamsters are having a hard time this evening.
That's funny. My brother used to live in Orlando, and my ex-wife is from San Diego, so kind of a funny little twist there. It's a small world. I also used to do radio. I've actually studied radio in college and worked at a couple of different stations.
Oh, really?
Are you actually doing it?
You were doing a show, right, recently?
Well, it's been a few years now. One of the events, I put on shows, too, that aren't my own. Aren't for my own band, and we do some radio stuff here, or some, you know, online blogging. I don't know what you call it. Is it blogging
they call it blog talk radio, or what's the other term?
Yeah, we do an acoustic show in Modesto every week with three different acts, and we put that out as a blog too on 3L.com. I work with a local production company for that, and then I host a weekly blues show here where I bring in different bands, and that's a live performance show, not on the internet. And
okay.
Then I put on last night I brought James Harmon band to Modesto, and we opened for them. And have you, you guys know who James Harmon is?
I've actually heard of James Harmon, Daniel, because I think, where are they from originally? Are they from,
well, James Harmon is from L.A., but his backing band, who is Nathan James and the Rhythm Scratchers, those cats are from San Diego.
I was going to say, because I think, I thought there was a San Diego connection there.
Yeah, Nathan James and the Rhythm Scratchers, who I just opened for and put the show on for them last night. In fact, I was just emailing Nathan today because he's going to be coming back through on tour just as the trio in July, and I'm going to try and have him back over to Modesto. So, you know, it's fun. It's a really neat thing, you know, when you get to start working with people who you really respect and admire as a musician. You know, you get to meet these guys and realize, hey, you know what, you guys are just as hungry and working just as hard as I am. And you get that camaraderie, you know.
Exactly. Well, I think what we'll do, we'll play another one of your songs here. You got You Don't Know My Mind, and we'll come back and tell a little bit about where people can find your music, and you know, we can talk a little bit further about this song. This song, did you actually write this song or no?
This is actually a really old song. It's around 100 years old. I personally have found 30 different verses for this song, so this is one that people have really gone and done their own thing and taken license with, and it's one I really enjoy. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to play You Don't Know My Mind. This is Big Girl and Crying Shame, and we'll be back here after the song.
All right.
We are having all kinds of technical difficulties here, so bear with us. We're sorry about that, Big Girl, but we're going to try this again. You don't know my mind.
Made I stumped. I took you in. You didn't have no home, baby. You don't know. You don't know my mind. Stop some of this buddy in the box. Come home with some of this M all the rock. Baby, you don't know. You don't know my mind. I baby when you see me laugh. Slam just to keep on high. Yeah, when you see me laugh.
There you go. That was Big Earl, You Don't Know My Mind, and The Crying Shame. And I apologize for we're having technical difficulties. What I've realized is I usually do this show drunk, and I've been drinking nothing but iced tea this afternoon. So this will be the last show that I do without drinking our high roller vodka. So I apologize.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm like, is this ZZ Top song 100 years old? What's going on?
We just copied and pasted some ZZ Top in there to keep the fans interested.
Well, I can't push the buttons right when I'm sober. I got to have a little bit of juice in me, so I apologize for that. If people want to get some of your music and buy your CDs, where do they go to buy your music?
You know, the best way to find everything is to go to our Facebook page, which is Big Earl and the Crying Shame. You know, just look us up. The Crying has no G, so that'll make it a little easier.
All right.
You can always find me too. My name is Earl Matthews.
And you're also, I'm looking here too. I've got a link here for MySpace. They can find your music by going to the MySpace site also.
Yeah, I haven't updated that thing in two forevers, but there's music on there. The music is current, so we're about to release. We're about to be done with all the mixing on the double live album, which hopefully will be released in this summer. We're just gonna keep pushing it, keep playing, and we're writing songs for a new original record right now. So a lot of good things going on.
Cool. Now this is on Saturday morning, not usually, it always is, it's a food show. We started this show on Friday nights to just bring music and kind of let our hair down and introduce people to that they may have never heard before. But since this is supposed to be partially a food show, I have to ask you, are you a big-time barbecuer, or are you a chef in the kitchen? You got any secret recipes that you cook up, you and the band?
Well, you know, I love to cook, actually. My name's Big Earl for a reason. I'm a large man. But I love to make breakfast. That's one of my favorite things to do, and got a big one planned for this Mother's Day. And one of the things that I do that's makes breakfast a little special is I use red potatoes, I roast them up, and I put salt, pepper, fresh garlic and a little bit of Parmesan cheese on them, and it just really brightens them up and makes them nice. So that's something I like to do that maybe you never heard of before.
No, actually I haven't, but it sounds good. That's what Crispy and I hate these shows, because by the time on Saturday mornings we usually have three or four guests on, and they talk about all kinds of food from you name it. I mean, it just like by the time the show's over, we're like ready to eat the arm off my chair. So it's always
man.
Good.
I miss those fish tacos you guys got down there in San Diego.
Hey, there's nothing like the fish tacos. Hey, in Florida, they got those fish tacos in Florida too, don't they?
Yes, we do. The little Mexican restaurant, which I can't tell its name due to legal. they serve the fish tacos, and they're pretty tasty. I mean, I don't know if there's a difference between San Diego style and the style here. I'm guessing
it's... Oh, man, there's nothing like those San Diego fish tacos. I can't find them anywhere. And I live in the Central Valley, California. It's not for there being a lack of Mexican folks around. It's just something special down there.
And have you had the fish burrito?
You know, usually when I got burritos down there, I'd get a California burrito.
Oh,
the one with
yeah.
the french fries in it.
That's a heart attack waiting to happen right there.
I won't say the name of the place, but there's a little Italian joint down there, too, by the water. With you have to walk through the deli to get in to the restaurant. You know what I'm talking about? There's a line around the building. Man.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That place is incredible.
Yeah, you can eat some fish tacos around here. Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs before we let you go here. And
I'm hungry.
Okay. What'd you say, Christian?
I'm hungry after all the taco stuff. And I just had Chinese food, and I'm hungry again.
I'm sitting outside a taco shop on my cell phone right now. So.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on our show this evening and sharing a little bit of your music with us. And we wish you the best with your new release that's coming out. As a matter of fact, keep us posted on that so we can maybe get you back on and talk about your music some more and play some more of your stuff.
Go over and like
it. I would love to do that.
I just liked his page. 462.
All right.
Well, we're going to let you go, big girl. I'm going to play your song when you leave of Picture Perfect, and you're welcome to come back anytime. And thank you for stopping in this evening.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great night.
All right, you two. Take care.
Bye.
Check out their website and buy some of their music. We do appreciate them coming on tonight on our show. And I just figured out, Crispy, when your earphones break, and one dangling off your head. When you talk, you get that's where you get the double echo coming through the microphone. So I finally figured it out after fiddling around with it for the last 10 minutes.
I thought it was my Skype end, and it may and the whole this whole thing with the Skype was weird because the first song you played sounded like it was on a broken record player. But I don't. I think it may have been Skype because I've had problems with Skype where it sounds all weird.
Yeah, you do. You actually, it may be that and my crazy headphones and not having any vodka to drink this evening. But we appreciate him coming on and going through. And then of course the problem with hitting the wrong song. That's just because I'm stupid to hit the wrong button. But I call it technical difficulty in my brain.
Right.
So all right, Christy.
Library.
Tell us about your job today.
Okay, well, I won't mention his name or the place I work, but we'll just say it's an adult toy store here in Orlando that's probably, I think when I asked my friend, he said it's been here since 1982.
Wow.
Yes. I was going out to go apply for jobs, and he sent me a text, "You want to make some money today?" And I'm like, "Sure." So it's only 2 miles away, and I got to ride down lovely OBT and see a bunch of hookers. That was exciting. So I go in, and he tells me what to do. They were having some open to the public, like event with vendors of adult toy items. I saw a lot of hot chicks. Yes. And I saw a lot of interesting toys, mainly for women. Although I did see—I don't even know if I can say this on the radio.
Don't if it's that questionable, don't say it. But when you said you had a job at the adult toy store, I thought maybe they had you behind the glass, and the women came in and dropped a quarter, and then you were supposed to dance for them.
Yeah, right. No, I made a little more money than that. I would have walked home with maybe a quarter, maybe. So there's apparently a couple of devices that you hook to your iPod, and the woman puts it in her thing, and I guess it dances around inside her while to the bass beat. So if you're listening to techno or death metal, heavy metal, really fast, she's gonna have a lot of fun. There's also a device that a woman wears that also dances around, not in her but on her.
Okay.
And apparently it's for your lover to control when he or she is thinking about you, and it's all controlled through an iPhone or Android app on a smartphone.
There's some apps I never thought of.
Yes, you can pretty much say surprise when that.
Are you going back, or was this a one day fling there at the adult toy store?
I have to send my friend my resume. I mean, it'd be nice because it's only 2 miles away. Although I was out in the sun for most of the day and set up some banquet tables later on in the day. I wasn't expecting to be outside, and I didn't bring any sunscreen. So Crispy, his top of his head is crispy, pretty much. I am sunburnt, like there's no. I look like a tourist. I'm like lobster red. It's awesome.
Well, you got to keep us posted. If you turn in your resume and they hire you full time, that itself will be a radio show all by itself. The stories you can probably tell from working there.
Oh, I was asking my friend a bunch of questions, and he's like, "Oh, I could tell you stories." And he's like, "If you get hired here, you will see some of the most interesting people hanging out." And I saw some interesting people, and I saw some interesting shaped candy as well. Oh yes.
Well, on that candy note, we're down to 4 minutes, and I'm going to quit you while you're ahead.
Yes.
And I'll mention tomorrow morning we have our regular show tomorrow morning at 8:30 till 10. And we have on some special guests. We'll be talking about food and food allergies and barbecue. We got Sonia Hunt coming on to talk about food allergies. She's got like 31 different food allergies. I didn't even know that existed. And she's coming on. And we got Peter Battaglia, who's going to come on and talk about his websites. And he's a real cool guy if you've ever talked to him on Facebook. And then we got Guy Nix, who's basically a country music singer, a barbecuer, a dancer. I mean, the guy does a little bit of everything. He's splashing around with barbecue right now in Nashville. So he's going to come in and tell us about his restaurant and his country music career. So that'll be interesting. And our normal buffoonery. And believe it or not, we've actually shot through the 45 minutes. Did you have any words of wisdom before we shut her down?
No, just if you listen to the commercials, I make those. And since I'm out of work, might as well plug my voiceover. That's right. If you want a commercial for your radio site or your website or narration or you want me to something, just check out my site at www.christopherdrimmel.com. Oh, yeah.
And on that self-promoting final thing to say, we will call it an evening. We appreciate everybody stopping in. And since I screwed up last time when I was playing while Big Earl was on, I was going with the ZZ Top Tube Snake Boogie. I guess we should close that song since I started it earlier.
Yes.
Everybody, come back and see us tomorrow morning. And also check out our show next Friday. And we thank everyone. Well, are you trying to say something? Are you burping? Or can I turn this thing off now?
I think it's Skype acting weird. Yes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for stopping in. We will see you tomorrow morning at 8:30, same place, same time, same channel. Everybody have a nice evening. Let's breathe.